Hello, everybody. This is Richard Beatty with Crawford Broadcasting. We're back with Kimberly Fletcher, CEO of Moms for America. We know that there are well-meaning people in the Black Lives Matter movement. However, like in many of the Trojan horse and stealth movements, behind the movement is Antifa, a bunch of legal beagles who have hijacked the anti-fascist ideology and have made it into an anti-American movement.
The irony of Black Lives Matter is that it's paid for and run and overseen by a bunch of white billionaires.
Yeah.
that you know, that those are supposedly the ones that were fighting against the white man. Well, the white man's the one that's doing all this, the white wealthy international bankers. And then when you go to any of these events where Antifa or BLM show up, it's like 90% college white kids. White college kids.
Yeah.
Like, and you have a few like with token blacks that show up, and it's absurd. It is not real. And there are a lot of, we mostly deal with moms, so we hear from moms most of the time. That, I mean, there are a lot of black moms who have come to us and said they've lost their businesses, their whole neighborhoods have been destroyed. They've got graffiti everywhere. What used to be a nice neighborhood where you could go get groceries, no longer, because these Marxists have come in and they have just devastated, wiped out these communities. So when you think about this, it's, you know, you're talking about various different subjects, but it's all the same thing, whether it's mask mandates, immunization mandates, the pornographic education in school, Black Lives Matter, defund the police. It's all the same thing. It is about completely dismantling a free society. This is truly America. Absolutely is the last bastion of freedom, the last hope for the entire world. And the entire world is watching. What are we going to do at this, our finest hour?
Do you think that we will ever reconcile the sin of slavery and the sad legacy of Dixie Democrats who made up the Ku Klux Klan and Jim Crow for over a century?
I don't think we're ever going to get away from it as long as the Democrats continue to keep propagating the racism that they have always supported. And when you come down to political parties, and for us, it's all about principle. We do not support either one of the political parties. We support the principles that America was founded on and those who sacrificed for those principles. But if you want to take it down to actual political parties, it is the Democrat Party that has always been the party of racism. And so it is just no surprise that they are continuing to propagate the racism. They will not let it die as long as it's working for them.
Well, these are the same people who embrace abortion, make it a badge of honor, squash entrepreneurship, and keep people in chains in the name of welfare, women's health care, and who sadly suppress freedom of speech. And then when the LGBTQ agenda is forcing it on teachers and students, how do we then confront and still reach out to an emotionally disturbed culture?
That is a very good question. And I really think it comes down to us uniting together again on principles. At this point, we have got to decide which side we're on, because there are sides. And while there, you know, there were never really sides before against freedom, you know, there were a whole entire nation of people who were for freedom, but, you know, how you think that what policies are going to get us there, you know, that may have been different. But
yeah.
Now the fight is, literally, do we want to be free or do we want to be slaves? And the people who are fighting for it are largely deceived. And what we need to do is stop looking at our neighbors who are deceived as our enemies and start, you know, reaching out to them and helping them understand what you're asking for is not what you're going to want. You're not going to want it if you get it. And they have purposely taken away, stripped us, if you will, of our history and our heritage in our classrooms for generations. And so now, you know, if you're under 40, you pretty much have no clue what America's about, unless you had a really good mom or you went to Hillsdale College. You just don't know. and I mean, that's a travesty. So the first thing we need to do is educate ourselves on what is America.
Yeah.
Let's share the story of America, because if you want to destroy a country, you start by changing the country story. And so they have changed the story of America, this great nation that was a light on the hill and a beacon of hope for the world, into the greatest enemy of the world. It is a lie, but it is a lie that they have propagated for generations. And in one complete generation, we have now completely lost the culture.
Yeah.
We as conservatives have walked away from it, and we need to walk back in. All of those areas, from serving in the library to voting to being poll workers, every aspect of our society where you could change society, the Marxists and communists have infiltrated. We need to infiltrate. And the reason we're losing is because we have been fighting policy with principle with policy. And we've got to start fighting principle with principle. Because when we do that, the principle of freedom wins.
I
and that's
it.
What we need to start injecting back into society.
Our city of license with our stations are at Crawford Broadcasting is Commerce City. I'm happy to say that we've spoken to two moms, and we've had them on our programs. And it's called the Reunion Coffee House in Commerce City. They've been involved at home, their work, and in the community. Since they opened Reunion, the dropout rate and their involvement in Adams County schools has been both proactive and constant. Because these moms who grew up in the community and have stayed, raised families, and have stayed awake, the success of the effort has systematically benefited the community. I'm sure you have tons of stories like that. But how now do we keep the sleeping mama bears awake and get them in contact with Moms for America?
So the second question is easy. The first question, that is the million-dollar question. They can come to momsforamerica.us and get all the information, momsforamerica.us. But I will say here is the trick. When people know their story, it doesn't just become what they know. It becomes who they are. It changed me. I went from being patriotic to being a patriot. And I will lay my life on the line for this country and all it stands for because of my family, because of my faith, because of the things that I hold dear. That is the difference. That what they teach in school about history is it's boring and it's a lie. And we need to infuse our country with the story of America again. And we do it at Moms for America through our Cottage Meeting Project. So if they come to Moms for America, we have a virtual Cottage Meeting series going on right now called Healing of America. They can hold a Cottage Meeting in their own home. This literally is putting the story of America back into our hearts and our homes. And we teach the principles of liberty and the Constitution through inspiring stories, relatable examples, and personal experiences that instantly resonate with moms. And if all they do is meet once a month, by the end of a year, these moms have more knowledge and understanding of the principles of liberty and the Constitution than the majority of elected officials, judges, and attorneys in this country. And we have the evidence to prove it. So if the moms want to know, you know, how can we be effective, come to us. And then when they come and they take these cottage meetings, it is changing, life-changing. It heals your home. It heals your family. It is unbelievable the impact that it has. That is how we are going to save this country. That's how we're going to get the moms to stay on the front lines, because it all starts in the home. And we can turn this around in one generation in our homes through the Mothers of America. They're momsforamerica.us. And if they try to find us on social media, they don't really like us very much. Twitter has completely suspended us.
Oh, wow.
And Facebook has us on restricted status. So now they're going after the moms, too. And Mama Bear's been poked there, too, so they better look out. But momsforamerica.us, they can always find us there.
Kimberly Fletcher, the president and founder of Moms for America, thank you so much for being on Crawford today.
Thank you.